possible dream start last season. I mean, winning 3-1 away from home is almost as good, isn't it?
No, it is. I think, you know, I think there's greater expectation of this group and of the club now, of what we did last year. We understand that, but, you know, I think we have to be consistent and level with our emotions, and, you know, probably the fans were slightly disappointed with results in pre-season, but I think you've got to look beyond that, and I think that's give everyone a real big lift around the football club, because, you know, I didn't expect or intend that there would be a hangover as much as there was, but I think today's performance will certainly go to working it out the system.
A few people might have been surprised to get a signing like that over the line, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I think that's what we're trying to do. You know, I think that the signings have been very good this summer. Yeah, some of them we've lost to injury, but I think that the squad is better than it was last season. Okay, I've always said that's on paper. But I think that performance, I think, indicates that we're certainly a stronger unit than we were last year.
Are you happy in the forward areas now? Or are you still looking for maybe one more?
No, I think we're always on the lookout. I think you can never have enough goal scorers. You know that, you know, Luke Norris has now left the club.
Yeah.
So that frees another position up. So, you know, I'd like to go on record. I think I'm wishing Luke all the best at Swindon. But I just felt it was time for Luke to move on and for us to try and change the personnel in the club.
He's not a bad change around, is it, really?
No, well. I think credit to the chairman and for the football club of we're trying to progress. And that's difficult, because there's only 8 places higher than we finished last year to be able to do that. But we're trying hard.
And I dare say you're still trying hard for defenders as well. Were you close to getting on for this weekend?
Yeah, I hope that we will conclude one for Monday, and so that will bolster that numbers. And I think then we'll address it and, you know, look where we can improve and enhance the squad for the end of the window.
And part two on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it should be interesting. It's quite bizarre, really, to have played you know, Southend twice in a short space of time. But I'm sure that Phil may make a few changes, and so will we.
Oh, you'll make changes, won't you?
Well, I think we have to be cautious. You know, Deji, that's his first 90 minutes for pre-season, as well as one or two others. So, you know, we'll have to look to use and utilise the squad.